الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على محمد رسول الله سيد الأولين والآخرين وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين والرحمة المهداة للعالمين والشافع المشفع يوم الدين وآله الطيبين وأزواجه الطاهرات أمهات المؤمنين وصحابته الغر الميامين وخلفائه الأربعة الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. لا زال حديثنا على آداب المساجد، ومن هذه الآداب التي نود الحديث عنها وبيانها للإخوة والأخوات and we're still with the آداب or the etiquettes of the adab or the etiquette of the masajid. And this adab and etiquette of masajid, which we want to clarify to the brothers and sisters, and we began number of them. We mentioned a number of them on the past couple of days. That's what we are going, inshallah, to continue today. ذكرنا في اللقاء الماضي ثلاثة من آداب المساجد وأضفنا إليها. We mentioned a number of the آداب of the masajid in the last session, and we added, and we mentioned three main ones, but we added some others now to it. من آداب المساجد أن المصلي ينبغي أن يتخذ له سترة. ينبغي أن يتخذ له سترة إن لم يكن مأموما. From these etiquettes of the masajid is that the person who is praying must take a sutra, a burial, for him to protect his prayer. Except if he is praying or following an imam as a ma'moom. لكن إذا كان إماما أو منفردا فلا بد من أن يتخذ له سترة. But when he is imam or a munfarid, by the meaning that one who is praying for himself, then he must take a sutra. روى البخاري ومسلم عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه عنهما رضي الله تعالى عنه أنه قال سمعت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إذا صلى أحدكم إلى شيء يستره من الناس فأراد أحد أن يجتاز بين يديه فليدفعه فإن أبى فليقاتله فإنما هو شيطان. He said that if any one of you prays to something to protect his prayer by the meaning يعني that is taken as a burial to يعني pray to and at the same time to stop people from crossing in front of him. If it happens that anyone tries to cross between him and the sutra, then he'll let him to push him or stop him. But if he insists, then let him even to fight him, because this is only shaitan, or he's accompanied with the shaitan. Because no one would يعني cross between the person who's praying and his sutra except the shaitan. Especially when you hear the hadith of Abu Juhaym al-Harith ibn Simma, which is reported by Bukhari and Muslim, where the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, لو يعلم الماء سوصل إلى علم الإنسان حديث أبو جعيم الحارث بن الصمة الذي يروي البخاري ومسلم ويقول فيه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لو يعلم المار بين يدي المصلي ماذا عليه لكان أن يقف 40 خيرا له من أن يمر بين يديه. قال أبو النضر أحد الرواه لا أدري أقال 40 يوما أو شهرا أو سنة. هكذا رواه البخاري ومسلم. One of the narrators called Abu Nadhr, he said, I don't know if the companion Abu Juhaym said if it is 40 days, 40 months, or 40 years. And as, يعني, like Bukhari and Muslim reported. إذن هذا من الآداب التي ينبغي المسلم أن يتخذها. وهذا ليس يعني فقط في المسجد. And this is not necessarily only to be in the masjid. قد ثبت أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نهى أن يصلي الرجل إلا إذا سترى. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا صلى أحدكم فلا يصلين إلا إذا سترى لا يقطع الشيطان عليه الصلاة. It is not necessary to be only in the masjid but even يعني elsewhere. حتى لو كان في البيت even in the house. لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إذا صلى أحدكم if one of you prays little bit to pray to is سترى so that the شيطان does not cross in front of him and causes prayer to be invalid. وأما القول بأن السترة في المسجد الحرام المسجد النبوي لا تلزم قول حقيقة ليس هو الراجح إنما هو مرجوح وإن كان لبعض أفاضل شيوخنا saying that in the Masjid al-Haram and Masjid al-Nabawi there will be no need for sutra. This is saying it's an ishtihad, it's an opinion but it's not the proper one. The other opinions are overtaking it and overcoming it and it is more stronger than it. نعم لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يتخذ السترة في كل مكان والصحابة كانوا يتحرون السترة في المسجد النبوي يتحرون السواري الأعمدة and the companions even in the Masjid al-Nabawi used to يعني take the pillars of the masjid as سترة for them when they pray يعني تحية المسجد or like that. و النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كانت تحمل له العنزة بين يديه العنزة عصا and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to have a stick called عنزة carried for him wherever he goes and if he prays in the desert they stick it for him and he prays to it. نعم وكذلك صلى إلى دابتي يعني took his camel as a sutra for him, the word for him and prayed to it. و أيضا ذكر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مقدار السترة ما هي السترة he صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned the height of the sutra فقال إذا كان مثل مؤخر الرحل مؤخر الرحل هو مثل يعني مؤخر الرحل عصا تكون على ظهر البعير يتكع عليها بظهره الراكب this مؤخر الرحل it's a piece of wood that they stick over the saddle over the back of the camel so when the person is sitting his leans is back to وهذه قالوا إنها مثل الذراع it's like about يعني one arm length, يعني about approximately half meter. نعم. وأما الحديث الذي يتداوله بعض الناس هو حديث الخط, أنه من لم يكن له سترة فليضرب بخط, فهذا قد قال عنه حذاق المحدثين كالشيخ الألباني حديث الخط مضروب عليه بخط, يعني أنه ضعيف لا يحتج به. حديث of where the Prophet, they say that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, whoever does not find يعني a sutra, then let him to draw a line on the ground, so this would be his sutra. Some of the intelligent scholars of hadith, the like of Sheikh Albani, said the hadith of khat, the hadith of the khat, of the line, cross over it with the line. يعني, don't take it, because it's weak. The narration of it, the chain of narration has weak narrators, so that the scholars of hadith do not يعني consider it. وأيضا مما ينبغي التنويع عليه في أمر السترة أن هذا سواء للرجال والنساء, and this is يعني for both men and women. ما يقال أن هذه السترة فقط للرجال دون النساء, لا, للجميع. It's not correct to say that the sutra is only for men, but not women. No, for both. نعم. They both must have sutra if they pray, and each one individually for himself. وكذلك لا يقال أنها في المسجد دون البيت, بل هي في المسجد والبيت وفي الطريق وفي الطائرة وفي السفينة وفي كل مكان. إذا صلى الإنسان لابد أن يأخذ سترة. And it is in everywhere, wherever you go, in the house, in the masjid, in the open areas, in on the plane, on the boat, you will have to get sutra. You will have to get sutra. وأيضا لا يفرق بين المسجد الحرام والمسجد النبوي وغير المسجد. There is no difference in regard to this issue of sutra between المسجد الحرام, المسجد النبوي, or any other masjid. كلها لا نفس الحكم. All has the same writing. ما عندنا دليل للاستثناء. There is no any دليل to يعني for the exemption or يعني to exclude مسجد الحرام أو مسجد النبوي. أيضا مما يذكر في باب السترة, and from what is to be mentioned يعني while speaking about السترة, النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ذكر الصنفين من الماردين بين يدي المصلي. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned two types of those who cross in front of the person who is praying. أحدهما يقطع الصلاة والآخر ينقص أجرها إن كان المتسبب في ذلك هو المصلي. One of them will nullify the prayer, and the second will minimize the reward of the prayer if the cause of that is, يعني if that happened because of the person who's praying did not take, يعني سترة. نعم. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ذكر أن قال يقطع الصلاة, يقطع صلاة الرجل المرأة والحمار والكلب الأسود. قالوا فما بال الأسود من الأحمر؟ قال الأسود شيطان. عيسى صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the salah is being nullified if a woman or a donkey or a black dog crosses in front of the person's brain. The Sahaba asked him, Ya Rasulullah, what's the difference between the black dog and the red dog? He said, the black dog has shaitan. وهذا لا ينسحب إلى كل حيوان لونه أسود. And this does not, يعني this ruling does not go to any animal which is black. لا لا. إن بعض الناس يقول حتى القط الأسود شيطان. Some people say that even the black cat is شيطان. هذا غلط. This is wrong. This is completely wrong. نعم. و نعم. وأما غير ذلك من غير ذلك من الأشياء تمر بين يدي المصلي، فإن كان تفريطا من المصلي فإنه ينقص أجره. Other thing or object that crosses in front of the person who is praying, if it is because of the carelessness of the person who is praying, did not take care of his sutra, then his salah, the reward of his salah would be minimized. But if it is not because of him, he took the sutra, but accidentally someone came fast or something and they did not see him and he crossed in front of him, he has nothing to do and his salah inshallah sahih and no reduction of reward. Naam. This is a good question. If we have an object which has legs, like the table, what should we pray to? Direct to the arms or the legs, or we can pray at the middle? We mentioned that the Prophet ﷺ prayed to his cover. And the hadith did not say that he prayed to the leg or the middle. Naam. And it cannot guarantee that when he prayed to the leg, the camel did not move to be the middle of it in front of the Prophet. Therefore we say, as long as you took an object as a sutra, even if it is a table or a chair, not necessarily to be to the edge. To the arm or to the leg of the table or chair. But even in the middle, it's okay, inshallah. Now. Yes, you can take a person as a sutra if you inform him so he does not move. Now, otherwise, you just pray behind anyone and he moves, you keep walking to find another sutra. Now, Allah Allah. There is a sutra?
Yes. So, for example, I'm praying for the baby's death, if he wants to take himself.
I got what you mean. You don't mean that he removes the bag which is a sutra?
No.
Okay. You mean that can he take his bag and go, or taking the bag will break the bread? That's what you mean. No, it does not. It's object. It's animals or human. Even if you are praying, and this brother brought the bag and gave it to this brother, it does not make any difference to your salah, because the thing is, animals or human crossing. Now. And we mentioned that yesterday and also today. And if you come to the masjid when the congregation of Salah is being conducted, you can cross in front of the rows, no problem. Because some people hesitate, they say, no, people are praying. You are not allowed to cross in front of the imam, but not the rest of the people who are praying. We move to the other point. وننتقل الآن إلى النقطة الأخرى وهي إذا أذن المؤذن إذا أذن المؤذن وأنت في المسجد فلا يحل لك أن تخرج إلا إن كنت تخرج إليه مثلا تجديد الوضوء أو أخذ شيء معين والرجوع تحتاجه. If you are in a masjid and the adhan was called, you're not allowed to leave the masjid. Except if you go to, for example, your car bring something, or to the shop bring something that you need initially now, especially and at this time you need it. Inshallah, no problem. But to leave the masjid, going to other masjid, because there is dust there after the salah, so no. If the adhan is raised here, you have to wait until you pray here. You have to wait. If you go, this is a disobedience. As in the hadith reported by Imam Muslim, كما روى الإمام مسلم في صحيحه من حديث أبي الشعثاء رضي الله عنه قال كنا قعودا في المسجد مع أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه فأذن المؤذن فقام رجل من المسجد يمشي فأتبعه أبو هريرة بسرة حتى خرج من المسجد فقال أبو هريرة أما هذا وقد عصى أبا القاسم صلى الله عليه وسلم. أبو الشعثاء رحمه الله تعالى saying that we were with Abu Huraira, we were sitting with Abu Huraira in the masjid and the muaddin calls the adhan that time. Then we saw a man coming and going out of the masjid. So Abu Huraira grabbed a surra. Surra is the bag where they used to put the money in. Yeah? Or yani, they put some things in. Yani, it's like a bag, a small bag. And he chased him with, or maybe thrown it towards him. But the man continued and left the masjid. So Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, as for this person, he disobeyed Abu Qasim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because Rasulullah sallam forbid that one of us come out of the masjid after the adhan being raised. Naam. Wa aydan, and also, وأيضا من المسائل ذكرناها أيضا قبل مرة أعتقد. I think this is one of the issues that we mentioned before. أن الإنسان إذا أتى المسجد متأخرا فلا يعني يتخطى رقاب الناس بل يجلس حيث أنت به المجلس. When the person comes late to the masjid, he should not يعني jump over the shoulders of people, but he sits wherever he finds a space. كما جاء في الحديث عند أبي داود والنسائي وابن ماجه وأحمد سند صحيح أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم رأى رجلا يوم الجمعة تخطى رقاب الناس فقال له اجلس فقد آنيت وآذيت. He صلى الله عليه وسلم said to the man, sit down as you came late and you bother the people and harm them. فعلى هذا نقول بأن من جاء متأخر المسجد فإنه يجلس حيث انتهى به المجلس. And as for that, we say that whenever you come late to the masjid, you sit where يعني you find a place as you approach the masjid. هذا سؤال من الأخوات. This is a question from the sister. تقول الأخ, if you come to the salah late and someone in front is your sutra, they finish first, so you now have no sutra, then what happens for that person? يعني تقول أختي إذا جاء الإنسان متأخر وأدرك بعض الصلاة وفاته البعض الآخر وصلى فكان الذين أمامه ستر له لكن لما انتهوا مشوا فماذا عليه أن يفعل؟ نقول ليس عليه أن يفعل شيئا, هذا جاده وقدره فيجلس حيث انتهى به المجلس. We say that he can't do nothing because this is his ability. He came late, he joined the jama'ah, after the imam finished, the people in the front rows left the masjid. He does not have to do nothing. إذا كان يعني هو في الصف الثاني وليس بينه وبين الجدار إلا يعني أن يخطو خطوة فلا حرج. If he came and joined the second row, And it is only one يعني step forward to يعني approach the shutter of the wall, then no problem. Then no problem. But لكن إذا كان الجدار بعيد وعليه أن يخطو مثلا 10 أو 20 خطوة, هذا غلط. لا. But if the front wall is far or the pillar is far and he has to do around maybe 10 steps, that's not correct to walk, because you are in Salah now. نعم. يعني one step forward, one step left, right, back, يعني it's reasonable. But more than that, it's not correct, الله أعلم. تكلمنا أيضا في لقاء مضى عن الروائح. We spoke also about the smells in the masjid. قلنا بأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نهى من أكل البصل والثوم أن يأتي المسجد, مع أن إتيان المسجد واجب والأكل والبصل والثوم مباح وليس بحرام, لكن له رائحة كريهة. We said that الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم commanded who eats garlic or onion to come to the masjid. Although coming and praying in the masjid for men is obligatory, and onion and garlic is not haram, it's not forbidden, but because it has bad smell, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to the man, said whoever eats garlic or onion, let him then to abandon our or to avoid our masjid and let him to sit at his house and pray there. وهذا يعني في عقوبة. This is the punishment. And he will lose his أجر, because he'll miss the reward في صلاة المسجد. The reward that is given for praying in the masjid. وهذا الحديث رواه البخاري ومسلم من حديث جابر رضي الله عنه. ويعني علقنا المرة الماضية, and we have already commit last time, and we said that this is about هذا قلنا عن هذا بخصوص البصل والثوم. We said that this is about onion and garlic, وهو حلال, and it is permissible, lawful to eat. فكيف بالذي يتعاطى الدخان؟ What about the person who smokes cigarettes and he comes to the masjid and يعني cause problem to the people who are praying? فهذا لا شك أنه أكد في الحرمة. This must be يعني definitely حرام, definitely حرام. So you have to be careful of that. هنا مسألة ذكرناها وأنا أريد أن أوضح فيها شيء, أما لعله يعني قد يفجأ به البعض. Here is an issue that we have mentioned it, but I want to go across again, and that's why I returned back, did not know where exactly the masala was, but now alhamdulillah we got it. Although these subjects, we mentioned them in the last 2 days. Now, this masala is masala number 8, the issue number 8, we mentioned in these adab, the etiquette of the masala. النظافة المسجد, the cleanliness of the masjid. نعم. ويعني سلامة أساسه, عن يعني protecting the furniture of the masjid from being damaged or destroyed, وأن لا يعبث بشيء من مقتنيات وممتلكات المسجد, and he does not play with any of the properties of the masjid. نعم. و أيضا ذكرنا موضوع ما ذكر الأخ عبد الجليل, موضوع الأعياد الشبابيك, وأنا ذكرت ما رأيته في دورة المياه من إعلان أو طلب. And we mentioned then, عبد الجليل mentioned to you guys the handles of the windows which were, يعني, were found damaged and broken. And I mentioned what I saw, the notification both on the toilet, that they have replaced the toilet
seen several times because people stand on it and break it. طبعا كل هذا لا يجوز لنا هذا من المسجد هذا من المسجد and of course this all is not allowed because this is from the masjid فينبغي علينا المحافظة على المسجد. وذكرنا هناك حديثين اثنين او اكثر من حديثين لكن ذكرنا حديثين صحيحين وذكرنا حديثا ضعيفا. فمن باب الأمانة العلمية يجب أن نوضح هذا لأني ذكرت بأن هذا الحديث ضعيف فوجب علي أن أتراجع وأن أصدق على الحق وأقول أن هذا الحديث ضعيف. I mentioned there two صحيح حديث and then I mentioned one حديث which is ضعيف and then I يعني was reminded that this حديث is ضعيف. So from the أمانة that Allah تعالى يعني the responsibility of delivering the علم that Allah تعالى put over the shoulders of the scholars and students of knowledge which I wish to be one of them. I ask Allah عز وجل to be one of them although I'm not one of them but I ask Allah تعالى to make me one of them. So I have to speak the حق. نعم نعم الحديث of مهر الحور العين this حديث is a weak حديث and not only weak but it is موضوع it is موضوع although some scholars سبحان الله mentioned it but I don't know how I for all those years I kept telling people now I need to go back to all places but I told them and told them that it is ضعيف حديث but it does not mean يعني there is no reward there is a high reward but only in regard to مهر الحور العين only in regard to the مهر of الحور العين لكن صح عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال عرضت علي أعمال أمتي حسنها وسيئها فوجدت في محاسنها أعمال في محاسن أعمالها الأذى يماط عن الطريق ووجدت في مساوي أعمال النخاعة تكون في المسجد لا تفهم. So he صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned that he was offered the deeds of his ummah, the good of them and the bad of them, and he saw from amongst the good deeds that the harmful objects being removed from the way of the people, and from the worst things is that the يعني dirt found in the masjid and not removed. نعم وكذلك ذكرنا حديث أنس بن مالك وحديث معاوية بن الحكم السلمي الذي بال في المسجد لا أراضي أفرد أنس بن مالك مع الحديث مسجد الأراضي and we mentioned that the hadith that Imam Muslim reported on the authority of Anas ibn Malik when the man came to the masjid and يعني passed him by the, one of the corners of the masjid inside the masjid so the Prophet ﷺ taught him that this masjid is not for these things only for the يعني remembrance of Allah the said in Quran and the salah so from this we understand that يعني we take care of the masjid and also hadith Abdullah bin Mujmir which I mentioned to you that he used to perfume the masjid especially every Friday with incense this is from also the sunnah and high reward to be given the hadith of the authentic hadith of the black woman or man on different sayings one hadith one narration says it was a black man and the other say a black woman that used to clean the masjid and one day the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم missed him or her and he asked Sahaba they said when you were in the Qaylula rest in the middle of the day she passed away and بين يعني لشودينج لفنرال and شودينج was done for her and we prayed the janazah and we buried her. So he saw her and said, show me her place. Show me her place. And they showed him her place and he came and prayed janazah as the first and last person that Rasulullah prayed janazah for by the grave. After yani, he or she was buried. This shows that this is a very high yani, class of
class of job
you do to clean the masjid. Clean the masjid, especially when it is for no salary, no payment, nothing for the sake of Allah. Yeah. But yani, we just wanted to mention that the hadith of Al-Hur Al-Ain, I tested from all the narrations. SubhanAllah, I was thinking all the time that it is at least yani, good. But I found that it is ضعيف and even worse, it is more ضعيف. نعم. لا, it is a masjid only. Masjid only. نعم. Here is a question from the sister. So I said, there is a hadith where a companion came into the salat and was walking to catch the ruku' and in the position that you can catch the ruku'. Can you then walk? Can you then not walk a lot? لا, هذا الحديث نحن ذكرناه بالأمس. We have mentioned this hadith yesterday. ومنشد الحديث يسألني وحديث الرجل الذي دب راكعا أرد حديث الزمان هو بول at the gate of the masjid of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and he walked in the bowl position then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said who is the one who bowed and walked in bowl position. The man said, I am يا رسول الله. He said, then may Allah increase your علم and eagerness for goodness, but don't do it again. So he saw us, can he give the ruling of it? He said, don't do it again. As we should not do it, and even it should not stand as a yani a proof that, oh, what you can say about this. He walked, but Rasulullah told him that you don't do it again. Nah? Wallahu a'lam. Nah. You just got it before we come to it, but no problem. There are different opinions amongst the scholars. Some scholars say, once the main jama'ah in the masjid is finished, you cannot pray any other jama'ah. Everyone got to pray individually. But the proper opinion that we found, that it is permissible, because Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم one day, after he finished the jama'ah, he found a man came late, alone. Then he صلى الله عليه وسلم encouraged the Sahaba, he said, who can give sadaqah to this man by praying with him? Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, رضي الله تعالى عنه, he prayed with him, in the same masjid of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Those scholars who say that it is not permissible, they say, it would be permissible on the same occasion. Only one man came and one man gave him sadaqah. Where Rasulullah said that? He could have said it clearly, but he did not say it. And he left it for the ummah. So, and also, another occasion, Mu'adh bin Jabal used to pray in his masjid. Yeah, but that's a different case. That's a different case. They say that Anas ibn Malik came to the Masjid Nabawi when the prayer was finished. Then he left back home and gathered his family and led them in prayer. But this could mean that when he came, the Masjid was evacuated already. Nobody there. And he wanted the Jama'ah. Otherwise, why didn't he say, as the Prophet said to, why didn't he say, request anybody on the Sahaba, give me Sadaqah and pray with me? جماعة. على كل حال if it is not with the intention to escape from behind this imam, then it is permissible. But if it is due to the intention that I don't want to pray behind this imam, the يعني imam who is leading the first jama'a, then this is haram. Yeah, this is making fitna.
So does that apply to the same for Ibn Allah as well? So there should be only one jama'a.
Yes. Yeah, you can. La, the Eid, we said that the Eid, first of all, the Eid is not originally the Eid prayer is not to be in the masjid.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. It should be an open. An open is not masjid. We're talking about the masjid, where regular imam. But the Eid prayer, has a reason and a purpose. It is for people to come early and gather and share the. And listen to the khutbah and share the benefits and the feelings. When people come late, it's all gone already. Now, so what is the yani benefit them praying together? Everyone pray. Yani, although I said yani, there are different opinions because this we have to learn something. These are issues of fiqh and issues of fiqh. Yani, in most of the issues of fiqh, there are different opinions of the scholars. Because it's based on ijtihad. It's on ijtihad. But when somebody takes yani, the opinion of yani, a specific alim or certain group of ulama, it does not necessarily mean that you start abuse the others that they are yani, opposing the sunnah. And this is not correct, yeah. That's correct. As you have the need, I have the need. Now, Allah Ta'ala. Come back to the Surah. How much time is the Surah? 6:28? Now we continue, inshallah. Go ahead. Huh?
Can you
read
the
Surah?
Yeah.
من أيضا آداب المسجد from the etiquette of the masjid أن الإنسان وهذا ذكرنا أيضا تذكرت الآن هذا ذكرنا I just remember that we mentioned this which is to avoid يعني يعني to avoid making any business transactions in the masjid right. But let me just يعني, emphasize something that I did not mention and last time we talked about this issue. أريد أن أوضح شيئا لم نكن وضحناه في المرة الأخيرة لما تكلمنا عنها. لا يجوز وضع إعلانات تجارية في المساجد. It's not permissible to put any commercial in the masjid. أحيانا تأتي في صورة دعاء أو كذا ولكن أيضا فيها دعاية لهذه الشركة أو sometimes it come as يعني يعني a flyer or like that which has دعاء or has some guidance Islamic guidance but at the bottom of it or at the top of it or to the side of it which is exposed you see some kind of advertising. نعم يعني أحيانا مثلا يضعون لوحة مثلا أغلق الجوال sometimes they put يعني إيش هذا switch off phone وتحت تجد أو يضعون نفس شعار الجوال لإحدى الشركات المنتجة هذا غلط. Sometimes they put يعني they put a picture or copy a picture of mobile phone brand. And that is wrong, of course. أو يضعون تحت مكتوب إيش مع تحيات شركة كذا. Or they say the compliments of so and so company. كله غلط. هذا ما يوضع في المسجد. خارج المسجد
same with, you know, when you have some calendars.
Yeah. Calendars under. أيضا. صحيح. Same. يعني بعض التقاويم. التقاليد الإسلامية توضع المساجد تضعها شركات من أجل ترويج لبضائعها. They want to do some kind of advertisement to their product and their name, so they put the calendar and then they put the name.
Yeah.
Whether a painting company, carpet company, biscuit company, whatsoever. This is not allowed in the masjid. Not allowed in the masjid. No. هنا أسئلة من الأخوات. Here are some questions. Are all the five obligatory salah obligatory for the men to pray in the masjid? السؤال هذا مهم جدا. This is a very important question. هل الصلوات الخمس كلها يجب أن يصليها الرجال في المسجد؟ أقول نعم. كل الصلاة بدون استثناء. Say yes, all the five time prayer, for all the five prayers, the men has to pray them in the masjid. What دليل يا اخوان ذكرت قبل يومين. What is the proof which I mentioned, I remember in the yesterday or the day before yesterday. For that five time prayers are obligatory for men to perform them in the masjid. نعم. نعم. يعني the prophet قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول عليه الصلاة والسلام إني كنت أقول نعم عبد الله ذكر أول حديث يعني معنى الحديث أنه صلى الله عليه وسلم كان سيأمر أحد الصحابة هي صلى الله عليه وسلم wanted to command one of the Sahaba to lead the prayer in the masjid. كان سيأمر مع الصحابة أحد الصحابة أصلي الناس في المسجد وينطلق مع رجال من الصحابة معهم حزم من حطب. And he goes with number of Sahaba carrying sticks. For يعني burning sticks. وآتي إلى هذه البيوت التي يعني تخلف فيها الرجال. فحرق عليهم. He said, I'll come to these houses where men are sitting in and not attending the jama'a and I burn it. لكن ما الذي منعه؟ ذكره ذلك. What is that then? قال لولا ما فيها من النساء والصبية. لأن النساء والصبية لا تجب عليهم صلاة الجماعة في المساجد. He said, if it is not these houses have women and children in them, because women and children, the salah in the masjid is not obligatory over there. نعم. إذن صلاة الجماعة واجبة. وأنا ذكرت أيضا حديث آخر. I mentioned also another حديث. حديث الأعمى. حديث the blind. تذكرونه؟ جاء رجل أعمى إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال يا رسول الله. وهذا لا يريد أن يتخلف عن كل الصلوات. هذا يريد أن يتخلف عن صلاة الفجر فقط. قال يا رسول الله بيني وبين المسجد وحل وقيل وليس لي من قائل يلائمني يعني يكون موجود كل صلاة. He said oh رسول الله there is a distance between my house and the masjid and in between them there is يعني a lot of mud and you know and I don't have يعني a person to guide me all the time. Can I pray in my house? فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نعم ولما مضى الرجل أمر به فجاء. كأنه مثال الوحي. فقال أعد علي ماذا قلت؟ فقال فأعد الرجل علي ما قال. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا أجد لك عذرا. He said to the man, he said to want to bring him back because he received the revelation of ruling, of praying in the masajid. Then he said to the man, say again what he said. And he told him what he said. He said, no, I don't find any excuse for you to or not to pray in the masjid. أعمى وليس عنده أحد يقوده وبينه وبين المسجد طين وفي جاء ببعض الروايات يعني أرض مسبعة يعني فيها سباع خطر ومع ذلك ما أعلم له. يعني إن سمع حديث it was said that the man said I'm between my house and the masjid a land where a lot of wild animals but the Prophet did not permit it. نعم فكيف بالرجل المبصر الذي يستطيع أن يأتي المسجد لا يأتي بعد الصلاة هذا غلط. نعم أخي معليش يا أخوان I see what you don't see from this vision so I see who was his hand first. نعم they can pray as jama'ah as well. Jama'ah as by himself. يعني when we say يعني it is obligatory means يعني the salah is sahih but he is in sin if he can go and he did not go. لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said صلاة الرجل في المسجد تفضل عن صلاته في بيته وفي سوقه بخمس وعشرين درجة. يعني أنها صحيحة لكن الصلاة أقل بخمس وعشرين درجة. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said the prayer of a man in the masjid is more rewarded more rewardable than his praying in the workplace or in the house by 25 levels of ranks or reward or whatsoever. So this means that the salah is accepted, but he lost lots of reward. Now, that is if there is a reason, but if it is just because he wants to pray in the house, that's not correct. You will get the reward of jama'ah, but lesser than the jama'ah of the masjid by 25 times. Nah.
I was supposed that it was dependent on if you can hear the above from the user. He uses a bit further away when you can't hear the above.
Some of Ahl al-Ilm say يعني, that if the person does not hear the adhan, then the salah is not, the jama'ah in the masjid is not obligatory on this person. نعم لكن يعني the hadith which is they depend on is not either authentic or not. But anyway, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we hear what he said to the man, the blind. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala an said that we used to consider, meaning during the lifetime of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we used to consider the one who does not come to the prayer in the jama'ah in the masjid a munafiq. unless he is someone who is badly ill. And then he said, and we used to see one man of the believers carried by two of his brothers, brought to the masjid, and they make him stand in the saf, in the row, in the line. So what does that mean? That means that they did not use to leave the prayer, even if they don't hear the adhan or if they are ill. The hadith which I told you 2 days ago of Bani Salima. See how they were far, but they used to come to the Masjid of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Definitely they could not hear the adhan of Masjid of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but they used to come. Anyway, it's an indication of iman, and it increases the iman when you come and pray in the masjid. And every one of us can feel it. Yani when you come pray in the masjid, you find it. You find it. You find it affects your iman to increase it. But when you pray in the house, you find that you just done it. So, but as you said, he should get early. Get out of the house early, and he should give the proper time to come and catch the jamaah. And some people, every prayer, they come to the masjid, but second jama'ah. This is not correct. But if it happens excellently that you came and the jama'ah is finished, that's it. But for the same person, coming every time, people suspect him Shia, suspect him this, suspect him, because these are the people who do not want to pray, or Khawarij, or like that. He makes a fear on the imam, so he doesn't want to pray behind him. Naam? That's it. Let us take one from the questions of the sister. Can women observe i'tikaf in the house? La i'tikaf. Allah Ta'ala said, "Wa antum akifuna fil masajid." I'tikaf can only be done in the house for men and women. But for women, it must be with the permission of the wali, and it must not be a cause to get the children in loss. And if you have your sister, your mother, she is offering you help to take care of the kids, no problem. And the husband allow that, no problem. If you have a husband, if you don't have a husband, the father allow that, no problem. Now, but it must be in the masjid. Now, we said that. If even if he doesn't hear the adhan call, but he knows that it is the time for adhan. And he must come. Otherwise, in areas like this land, no need for any masajid. Because no one can hear the adhan. Definitely the next neighbor cannot hear the adhan. They mean if you don't hear the adhan. First of all, you are told to live within the parameter of the Muslims, and the Muslim community need to maintain their environment. Meaning, they need, as when Umar radiallahu anhu sent Talib ibn Waqqas to Iraq, and he told them to establish new city, which is the Basra later on. Now, the Basra wasn't found then. They established it. He told them through a spire and see where it fall in, and then make that a masjid, and through an arrow to each side, and this will be the distance between the houses and the masjid for Muslims. So this will be enough for
the muadzin to يعني convey the adhan to all these houses. But now يعني like in this country, for example, the mosques are scattered all around London, and the masjid here, and it is not eaten by any Muslim family. So what does that mean? They close the masjid for prayers, because no one is obligatory, it is obligatory for him to come based on this understanding. Now we say, when it is يعني a Muslim environment and you are that far, then يعني maybe this statement can be applicable. But يعني which is harder? Not to hear the adhan, but you know that it is a time for salah. Or to know the adhan, to hear the adhan, but you are someone who is unable to come, by the meaning, blind, like that man, and maybe sick. Adhan? Or maybe sick, like what Ibn Mas'ud said. But they still used to be carried to the masjid. Now, Allahu A'lam. Assalamu alaikum. And the people today are not in need for yani like these advices if they don't hear the adhan. Otherwise they yani very hardly they come to the masjid. Very hardly. Very rarely they come to the masjid. If like this fatwa been yani given and spread, you won't see any people in the masjid, Allahu A'lam.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله
أشهد أن محمد رسول
الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح
ما الله
الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
في وقت لازم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. أما بعد, هذه أخت تقول this sister says, can women pray optional salah in jama'at at home with a sister as imam? عليكم السلام. تقول الأخت, هل يجوز للأخوات أن يصلينا في البيت النافلة جماعة تقودهن إحداهن فأمهن إحداهن؟ نقول صلاة النافلة لا يصح أن تكون جماعة إلا بمثابة الرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, وذلك إما في صلاة التراويح يعني في رمضان المسجد, أو صلاة الليل في البيت على أن لا تكون دائمة, ويعني سواء كانت أمهن امرأة أو أمهن رجل, لكن ما تكون ذلك. أما النوافل المطلقة, يعني عفوا, أما النوافل المقيدة
الأوقات مثل الرواتب والإشراق والضحى، لأنها لا تصلى جماعة. أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لم يصلى جماعة ولا لمرة واحدة. يعني as I said that in regard to praying جماعة in the optional prayers, only what been reported in the Sunnah, such as صلاة رمضان the night prayer whether it is called تراويح أو قيام أو whatever تهجد. And same thing in other than Ramadan in houses, as the Prophet ﷺ did pray in one of the houses, alhamdulillah, one of the houses he prayed jama'ah, night prayer, but يعني, must not be constantly. And if it happens يعني, one time or two times, yeah, okay, but they take it as any fixed. Every night they gather and pray Salat al-Layl jama'ah in the masjid. Sorry, in the house, and that is wrong. Whether the imam was one of them as a woman or was a man, as يعني Aisha used to get some يعني boy, and يعني he did the option there. That is for the night prayers. If it is not يعني constantly like that. In regard to the salawat which are related to time, يعني to يعني some other obligations like salat al-rawatib before and after the obligatory prayer, these must not be prayed in jama'ah at all. And also the like of salat al-ishraq, salat al-duha must not be prayed in jama'ah. Because the Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam not even for one occasion prayed them in jama'ah. Wallahu a'lam. نعم. طيب. هنا last question from the sister says, sometimes the time for Fajr on the timetable do not tally with the way Fajr should look. نعم. It is too dark. What does someone do in this situation, especially a man who may pray in the masjid, but Fajr does not look like it's in? والله عزيزهما. والعادة المسألة بحثها العلماء ولهم بحث طويل فيها وتكلم فيها الشيخ ابن عثيمين وغيره. This issue was يعني addressed by the ulama, and there is a big research done by a number of the ulama in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, and they came across that, and they did the research for a year. They checked the appearance of the dawn, the Fajr, and they found that what the calendar says is wrong, and it is much earlier than the time the Fajr should appear. And Sheikh Azamin also confirmed that, and he said that some of the Ikhwan went out to the desert, and they monitored the Fajr, and they found that the Salah, or the Adhan being raised sometimes 5 minutes, sometimes 10 minutes, sometimes up to 25 minutes earlier than the real Fajr. Now, therefore we say, if these timetables are done by people who examine the times of prayer, then it is a clue, inshaAllah. But if these timetables were done away from يعني, the physical examination of the time of the times يعني, in as it appears, then we say no, it is better not to pray in that time. But usually it is not the, I don't know how much time they give here between Adhan and Iqamah, but in Saudi, for example, they give 25 minutes between Adhan and Iqamah. And definitely, by this 25 minutes, the time of Fajr is entered. But the problem is with the two rak'ah prayers. The two rak'ah prayers would be in the doubtful time. Now, so, therefore, yani, if they can delay the Adhan of Fajr little bit, would be better. The best way is that people monitor the Fajr. But
And like this country where it is very cloudy, sometimes of prayers you cannot even examine it. And inside the cities you cannot examine the times of Fajr because the light, massive amount of light, it disables you to see the Fajr. Because the Fajr is of two. We are going, inshallah, to describe it according to the Sunnah. One called the Fajr al-Kadib, which comes vertical shape like this, and it remains for few minutes and then disappears. Then darkness comes again. Now, and then you see the Fajr Sadiq, which spreads all over the horizon, and it is white, and it remains until the sunrise. Now, but all of you can have this ability to recognize it and know it. Now, therefore we say, how much time they give between Adhan and Qam of Fajr? Here, in this masjid. 20 minutes? And if they can extend it to 25, 30 minutes, would be safe, inshaAllah. And then, they pray. Allahu A'lam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sallam.